Okay, well, this is a first. Welcome, everybody. Another edition of the Channel Drop-In. I'm Glenn Robertson, and this is Oz. As I say, this is a first for us today. It's the first Channel Drop-In that's actually live and in person, and you know, face side to side. We've both tested negative. We've done all the right things. This isn't a party. It's very definitely a work event, and there's no pizza or beer at all, or cake, anywhere. So now Oz has actually very kindly come down to our office here in Battle in East Sussex to help us set up our new video studio. We've seen a huge rise in the need for video content over the last couple of years. And Oz is about as good a person as there is available today. So we're very lucky to have him that's come down and helped us to spec out and set up our new video studio. So Oz, over to you.
Hello.
Quick hello. Who are you? What do you do? Where do you come from? All of those things.
Yeah, as Glenn said, I'm Oz. I run I think we'd call it a boutique agency. That's a nice polite way of saying a very small agency. We specialise in video communications. So, we've worked with Glenn on a couple of things in the past. And when he said, can you come and help us set up our own studio? I jumped at the chance.
Good, that's it. And that's really, you know, when it's, sorry, this is, I'm not just scratching my foot. We have, we also have another guest today. this is Pure Channel's resident Frenchie. This is Toby. He can't be away from us, so he's part of this. So, video content. Oz, the last couple of years have been, you know, quite remarkable in terms of change, in terms of what we've been forced to change. We've noticed a massive change in the way we create and the way we consume content. What do you think's happened?
Well, I mean, clearly COVID has been a huge driver with this, but I think, you know, we've all been forced to work from home. If you're lucky, you've got a home office. If not, you're at your dining table, and any communication you've done has been really through video. So I think it's everybody's known for a long time. It's no secret that video is an effective way of communicating, but people have always shied away from it a little bit. And over the last couple of years, we've all been forced to just get on and do it.
Yeah.
And I think in a lot of ways, it's great. It's lovely to see that so many people are putting video content out there. That's fantastic. It's delivering a lot of value. There's a lot more authenticity. I don't think it's a surprise. We've seen a lot of people talking about personal branding. Mm-hmm. But that, you know, I've kind of lost my train of thought there. Yeah, but I mean, it's overcome that hurdle. People don't like doing it. It feels uncomfortable if you're not used to it, and that's been forced on a lot of people, and it's changed the world, I think.
So, I mean, we've certainly seen that in the channel and how the channel has completely had to change what it does. I mean, historically, the channel has survived and thrived on events and face-to-face interaction and sales meetings, exhibitions, conferences. 2 years ago, we were forced into change. You know, we were forced to accept alternatives, and we were forced to find alternatives. You know, video content, as we're delivering here today, the Channel Drop-In was born out of that change. You know, to deliver good content with good guests as an alternative way of consuming information if we're not meeting people. We've spent 2 years on Teams and Zoom and WebEx and, you know, whatever other video platforms are available that I haven't mentioned. So there is an element of forced behavior change, isn't there? And we've seen that hugely in the channel. And I guess it's also with that has come the fact that it's actually become more accessible to everybody. It's that, you know, you don't, I mean, I say this, we're just setting up our own video suite, but actually as it happens, you don't need a full video suite.
Well, no, absolutely. And that's something that we found very, very much at the start of COVID, when everybody suddenly was saying, oh no, we can't do anything. There was an official government exemption for film and TV recording. So theoretically, we could have still gone out with the gear and filmed it. But obviously, nobody really wanted that. You know, and we didn't really want to be mixing with people. So we spent a lot of time trying to teach people that you've probably got enough gear. You don't need to buy anything special to do this.
And mainly just one thing, right? Well, and we're actually using it
absolutely.
Now.
Yeah. If you've got a smartphone, a half-decent phone, then you can make a video. And I ran a couple of courses online through lockdown, helping people to learn how to record video with a phone. And a lot of people are doing that very successfully. And I think it's a great way to start. Obviously, I'd argue that, you know, if you're willing to put a bit of time and effort and maybe a bit of money into getting the right equipment, you can make some really nice, effective videos.
Yeah.
But they all stand and fall on the content. And that's true whether you're filming on a phone or or a Blackmagic.
Doesn't matter how well you dress it up.
Well, no, absolutely.
If the content's not very good, then yeah, it can live or die. So, I mean, the other thing that I think, you know, maybe has contributed, I'd be interested to hear what you think, but the fact that there has been this blurring of lines between personal life and professional life, because we've not been separated so much in terms of I'm at home and what I do at home is my home stuff, and I'm at work and what I do at work is my work stuff. But actually, in the last 2 years, those lines have been completely blurred, haven't they? So, you know, the familiarity that we have with selfies and taking video shots and in our personal life have actually also now started to cross over in the way not only we create content, but also the familiarity of consuming that content.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that because exactly that, there's this blurring between home and work, that it's become the way we communicate in our personal lives as well. You know, if you wanted to talk to your sister who lived 200 miles away, or this is how you do it.
Yeah.
And it's just become a norm. And because you're stuck at home, you can't go out, you can't go to the cinema. You know, more people are watching YouTube, more people have got Netflix on the phone. And videos just become more and more of a normal feature of everyday life.
So with that in mind, I mean, and we touched on it a little bit earlier, how easy is it to start creating good, in brackets, video content?
It's really easy. The only things that you really need to do, you need to have an idea what it is you're going to say before you start. Otherwise, you'll just ramble. And do you know what? I mean, that's fine. There are some really successful people out there who just make videos. They just turn the camera on and say whatever comes into their mind. And that's great.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to maybe do it from a more business-focused perspective, you're trying to deliver value, you're trying to help people, potential clients, you need to kind of know what it is you're going to say beforehand. And you don't have to script it. You don't have to use an auto cue, but just have an idea what you're going to say and pay a little bit of attention to what else is in the shot. I mean, we set this up, what, 4 or 5 different places around the office?
No, we didn't. No, we just did it off. Very random. Yeah. And we didn't set it up at all, right?
But the framing, the shot, says a lot about you, even if you don't draw attention to it. So, if you've got your dirty washing up in the background, then that says something about you. If you've kind of made a point of putting a couple of nice chairs in front of some award certificates, then that says something about you too. So I think as long as you know what you're going to say and you know what you're actually showing people, then the only other thing really is just to get on and do it.
Get on and do it. I mean, and that's video content, isn't it? But actually that's all kinds of content, isn't it? You know, we've come through that process of, I don't know if I can write a blog. Well, I don't know if I really should. I don't know if I really should post on LinkedIn. I don't know what to post on LinkedIn. I'm not sure how I interact on Twitter. You know, is this a Facebook post or is it a LinkedIn post? Or what do I do? I'll tell you what, I just won't do either. Yeah. So we've kind of come through that process. People are becoming more familiar with video, consuming and creating video content.
Yeah.
What comes next? What do you think comes next? Are we going long video? Are we going explosive graphics? Or are we going short, authentic, personal, people?
Well, I think we'll get it all.
Right, okay.
In all honesty, I think that there's a part to play for all of the different formats. And you look at the rise of TikTok, this short video format, and within the channel, within B2B, how you look at that and you go, and what's the point? How does this benefit me as a business owner or a senior business leader? But what it does is it gets you out there. It's a way of communicating your culture. It's a way of showing people that you're not too stuffy. If you want to recruit, it's never been harder to get good staff at the moment, because there are a lot of jobs out there and not a lot of people looking for them, and everyone's in demand. So if you've already taken that leap and you're showing people what a great place it is to work with, what the people are like, how it's actually, you know, a fun place to be, through those more, I don't know, slightly more entertainment focused channels, then great. The long form stuff, I think, I mean, my background is YouTube when it comes to video, and I love those sort of 5 to 10 minute deep dive into a specific subject type videos, and I think there's a real place for that.
Yep.
But I think we won't know for certain.
No.
I think people are going to try a lot of things and we'll be surprised at what sticks.
I guess it does also come back to, and I agree to an extent in terms of the long form stuff, where you're super focused, dead interested, really keen. Yes, I think that's got the place, isn't it? But we live in a world and we live in a culture, don't we, of convenience and speed and pace and expectation of next day delivery at no extra cost, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, and so we kind of, I don't know, maybe the majority of things that we kind of interact with seem to be quick, fast paced. How soon can I get to the point? You know, I need it less than 20 seconds. I need it 30 seconds. I can get it on my mobile. I can get it on my tablet. I can. Yeah. Does that dictate, you know, is the video that we create specific to how we consume?
Yes, but you know, there's always a part, isn't there? And I think that we need to look at how different platforms are consumed,
yeah,
and what people are looking for when they go to those platforms. So something like TikTok or Instagram Reels, people are going there looking for entertainment.
Yeah,
they're going there looking for an in-depth answer to a specific question. If they're doing that, they're either going to Google, which is going to show you YouTube videos if it shows you any videos, or they're going to YouTube, still the second biggest search engine in the world.
Yeah.
And in general, people ask questions on YouTube, whereas on TikTok, they just scroll through whatever happens to be trending or popular.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends very much what your message is.
Mm.
I think, yeah, delivering value, my money's still on, and I call it long form, but you know, historically a long form video would be a film at 90 minutes.
Yeah.
But in reality, if it's more than 7 or 8 minutes, then it, even on YouTube, you're going to struggle.
Yeah. Okay. No, really good. Really good. So what do we think is going to be and I'm taking time because I think you know what's coming. What do you think is going to be a B2B trend this year, 2022, in video content?
I think that there's going to be two things specifically that we'll see a lot more of. I think we're going to see more of the kind of soul bearing, personal branding, authenticity. Yep. This is who I really am.
Yeah,
coming from,
because that's important, isn't it, as well? Because we talked about those blurring of lines.
Yes,
and actually, yes, we take on different roles in our life, don't we? Right, you know, Irving Goffman, presentation of self in everyday life.
Yeah,
you know, but actually, we're still the same person, regardless of whether we're the father, the son, the mother, the daughter, the sister, the manager, the coach, the mentor, the director, the business owner, still fundamentally the same person, just with different roles. And I think in the past, we've become very good at separating those roles, haven't we?
Yes.
And actually, in the last 2 years, we've had to respond to bringing those roles together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've all become a little bit more almost inward looking, almost, because everyone's had a tough time. I don't think anybody's got through the last few years without thinking, you know, that's been a bit tough. And to be able to see very someone true. And identify with them as a person is going to make a huge difference. That whatever you do for a living, whatever business you're in, you've got competition.
Yeah.
So why is that person going to come and buy from you and not someone else? Maybe it's just because they identify with you as a person, because you're going through the same things that they are. So I think that's a big part of it. I think that's, we're going to see more and more of it. I think we'll see some done very well, and I think we'll see some done very badly.
Yeah.
And I think there'll be people out there maybe stretching the truth a little bit to try and create, you know, like the X Factor sob story. Yeah. You know the people that are going to get through because they've got, I don't know, their brothers in prison because they, I don't know, they stole sandwiches to keep their little sister alive. You know, that kind of that's clearly manufactured.
That sounds story. Like Les Mis.
Maybe. but I think there's another thing that we're going to see a lot more of, and I think it kind of relates to the same thing, that people like to buy from companies or organizations, or they like to be associated with other organizations that they feel that they can be proud of being associated with. So I think we're going to see a lot more stories about sustainability, what people are doing to improve the world around them, how they're trying to make the world a better place. I think we'll see a lot more of the kind of the Simon Sinek start with why. What's yeah. the purpose that yeah. drives this company, rather than just, yeah, we manufacture widgets to make your business more efficient.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Everybody does. You know, what I care about is, how are you helping the world? How are you making it a better place? How am I reducing my negative impact by giving you my money? And I think that's going to be a huge one.
You know, you speak about doing good. You speak about ethics. You speak about sustainability and organisations that are involved in that, which is a lovely segue into you telling us about exactly what you do and how do people get in touch with yours?
Okay, well, I mean, my company's Ethical Growth Marketing. We weren't originally, we rebranded to that because that's kind of what we do. You know, we work with people and organizations that want to make the world a better place, and we help them tell their story. We predominantly use video. We try and, you know, if you're trying to make the world a better place, whether that's, I don't know, working with victims of domestic violence, whether that's trying to reduce animal cruelty, whether you're, I don't know, helping poor people on the other side of the world that don't have clean drinking water, whatever it is, doesn't matter. I started the company because I wanted to make a difference in the world, and I figured that I might make a bigger difference by helping other people with video, because video is what we do. It's yeah. what I do. It's what the rest of the organization does. If you've got a story that you want to tell, if you want to just chat about whether we can help, great, get in touch, ethicalgrowth.marketing.
And also, YouTube channel, LinkedIn.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not on Facebook. That's a personal decision. So I won't say the company doesn't exist on Facebook.
Yeah.
I stopped using it several years ago. I'm not convinced that it's a particularly healthy place to be, so I'm not on there. And I've kept the company off Facebook for that reason. We're on Twitter, we're on LinkedIn, we're on YouTube. You can find me personally, my personal YouTube channel. There's a business YouTube channel as well. They're all out there, you know? Perfect. Yeah, we're pretty easy to find.
Very good. And if nothing, just search the man in the hat, right?
Yeah, the hat man does appear occasionally on LinkedIn.
Hat man, right. Oz, that was great. Thanks ever so much.
No, thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, well, you're very welcome. This was a first. This was the channel drop-in, in person, live, face-to-face, with Oz, major video man, Ethical Growth Marketing. I'm Glenn Robertson of Pure Channels, the channel agency. This is another edition of the channel drop-in, and we'll hope to drop in again soon. Thanks, Oz. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.